producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was just listening to you about the mother being concerned about her daughter having a relationship with her ex-husband.
Right.
And I'm wondering, is that premise necessarily true in all relationships? If you don't have a good relationship with, let's say, a mother, are you necessarily going to have bad relationships with daughters or children?
Yeah, it turns out to be, you're asking a perfectly legitimate question, and we know that there's pretty good evidence that, let me just give you, rather than the scientific data, let me just give you the kind of anecdotal information, that, for example, if you have a father who's absent, strict, unloving, not praising, then you're going to feel that need to have a man in your life hug you and tell you you're wonderful and whatever. So you're going to go off in your dating life, and you're going to try and find men who will do that. But unfortunately, the model that you have is your father. So you're going to pick men who are very much like your father, hoping that somehow it'll turn out differently this time, that they will love you and therefore be charming and wonderful. But you're going to pick the model is your dad, which is aloof and absent. So until you can work that out, you're going to replicate the relationship by, in theory, wanting the opposite and picking the same.
Okay.
So you can see how. Yeah, exactly. So the question is, what about
how about the relationship?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. That's what I'm about to tell you. Hang with
okay.
me. I'm not ignoring you. So then, what's the deal about sons and mothers? Similar. If you've got a mom who, let's say, is overbearing and, you know, keeping an eye on you all the time and very controlling, are you going to try and find a woman that will give you a little bit more flexibility? Yeah, but what you're going to do, because that, you know, that those patterns are set so early. Piaget says it's all done by 2.5. Freud says 5. But that, you know, that's really early on. So it's really before consciousness in the verbalized kind of sense. So while we may say, you know, my mom controls me, she put me to bed every night at 6:30, she, you know, wouldn't let me blow my own nose, yada yada, so I'm going to pick a woman who's much wilder. But again, that may be the conscious thought. The unconscious, you may pick the same woman thinking, I will make her love me in a different way, because for kids, it's all interpreted as unloving, all right? So the question then becomes, we know that fathers, daughters, sons, mothers, the question is about mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. It turns out to be a little different in that fathers who are overbearing to sons tend to have issues with authority figures. So that means they may have trouble at work, they may pick a wife that is more like their father. It becomes a little less clear and distinct. But clearly, the two people who are the most important in everybody's life are our parents. And so, if we can, and that's why adulthood was invented, so we can kind of neutralize whatever it was they were. Now, before everybody goes off and saying, well, you know, is there such a thing as a good parent? We could probably say that no matter who your parent is, that as a child you're feeling that you wanted something else. If your parents are really loving and very hands-on, then maybe you wanted more independence. If your parents are a bit more aloof and had lots of kids, so you felt neglected, you want somebody who's more involved. So the point, I suppose, about parents and kids is no matter what you got, it's not what you want. And that's why we have this generational skip where your grandparents are much closer to your grandparents than you are your parents. So the point is, it keeps people like me in business. Did I answer?
Well, I guess that's a good thing. But my issue is with my mother.
And what is the issue with your mother?
And she's not close with anyone.
Well, but again, the issue is not who is your mother. The issue is what is your relationship with your mother, and how does it play out in your life, and what can you do about it? When you're 3 years old, your relationship with your mother is something that she's going to control. Anytime after about 18 or 19, you have much more of an input, so you negotiate what you want with your mom. Now, that requires you understanding that the behavior you're most likely to affect ain't hers. It's yours. So, for example, if your mother never calls you, you always have to call your mom. Instead of saying, "Mom, you never call me. How come you never call me? You call my other, you call my sister, you call my brother, you never call me," it won't work. But to say, "Mom, do you know what? It would really be important to me if you would call me occasionally, and I'll tell you what, every time you call me, I'll take you out for lunch."
Well,
that you're probably able to do.
I can't do that because she lives way out of state.
Well, but Jan, I think you're not getting the point. The point is not me giving you a specific way of dealing with your mom, but understanding changing your behavior, changing your definition of the situation is what you can control. Changing your mother's behavior isn't. But as you change your behavior, hers, in fact, may adapt. And if it doesn't, then you can sort of begin to define it as something else. Rather than rejection, you can decide that she's limited. You can find other people in your life to serve as surrogate moms. But the point being that changing a relationship as an adult is much more likely than as a child, number one. Number two, changing your behavior is much more feasible than changing hers. Number three, you can negotiate it. And number four, if the price of admission is your parent admitting that they're horrible people, it's not going to happen. But what you can't undo the past, what you can do is go from here forward. So, for example, if your mother never came to your Brownie Scout meetings, you're presumably past being a Brownie Scout, but what you can say is, "Mom, I'd really love to do this together," or can you give me Grandma's recipe for pot roast, or whatever it is that you want. Figuring out a way to go forward that gets you more of what you want without her having to admit that she wasn't a very good parent, because most people aren't very willing to do that. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I want you to know that I have faithfully followed, since I married my husband with two stepkids, your rule of a stepparent being a good host and a good friend, and have not gotten involved in anything. But recently, my husband's ex-wife told a lie about me, and said that I said something about my stepdaughter, which I never said. I did clear it up with her, and she knows that this was not said by me, but she has since called me the B word, referred to me as that woman my dad is married to, and
Wait a minute. Your dad is married to...
My father is. In other words, she said about me that I am the woman. In other words, referring to me like the woman my father is married to, instead of calling me by my name. So anyway...
Your stepdaughter said this?
Yes.
How old is your stepdaughter?
13.
Well, but honey, how long have you been married to her dad?
5 years.
Well, I mean, do you remember yourself at 13?
I do, and I'm trying.
You're a little snot. Everybody was.
Right. So how do I, when she comes to the house, do I just be like, "Oh, everything was fine"?
Absolutely. Stupid and cheerful.
Stupid and cheerful.
Listen, understand that kids, I don't know if your parents were together or not.
Yeah,
but
they were.
I mean, even if they were together, you played your mom off against your dad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody does. That's what 13-year-olds do. They have no power, so they manipulate. So, I mean, don't take it quite so personally. And it sounds like you're doing a good job. And what you need to do is when something like this comes up, do I think that the 13-year-old misinterpreted? Probably. Have 13-year-olds been known to exaggerate or to color something in their favor? Oh, like, duh. Stupid and cheerful.
Okay.
First of all, it'll take all that tension out of your neck and shoulders and stomach. And second of all, listen, I mean, the point is that you can only manipulate somebody who's willing to be manipulated. If you're stupid and cheerful, the whole point about the stupid and cheerful is it's almost impossible to manipulate somebody who's stupid and cheerful. It's the ultimate Teflon. She walks in, and instead of you going, "I can't believe you said that to your mother," which means you swallowed the bait. "Well, that isn't what I said, and besides, you did that," and you're off and running. If she walks in and goes, "Hi, honey, your hair looks so adorable," what's she going to do? You've absolutely flummoxed her. You've done an end run around her. Then she has to figure out whether you did something. So either she has to escalate. You can't lose. Stupid and cheerful.
All right, you got it.
All right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Alice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Oops. Yes, Alice, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, well, let me fill you in briefly. I'm 50 years old. I had a kidney transplant 4 years ago. Following the transplant, in the months following, I contracted HB2 or herpes, genital herpes, because of the immunosuppressant medicines. And now my husband wants a divorce, and I'd like to get back into the dating scene. It's been a while since...
Are you divorced yet?
Momentarily.
Well, you know my dreaded one-year rule.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can't date for a year anyway, so what's
the question? Okay, so after 1 year's up, and I'd like to maybe meet somebody, is it fair to join a dating service, knowing that I have...
Sure, I think that, again... that something like 20 million Americans have herpes, which is basically one out of every 10 Americans, so it's pretty common.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. So today is election day. Shane has already gone. Do you do the levers?
No, it's an electronic booth thing here. So you basically you go into a little booth and you fill out it's kind of like the
you have a scan paper
test
ballot?
Yeah, that you did in elementary school where you fill in the little circle or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the way they do it here, and then you drop it in this machine that sucks it in, and that's all there is to it.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, because I've done the paper ballot where you literally stick it in a ballot box and people sort of unfold the ballot, which is a little alarming. I've done it where the voting booths is the most common thing I've done, where you move the lever and it closes the curtains and then you
right,
open it
again. I've seen those,
Yeah, that's one I basically do. So there we go. All right, so let's look at why people are voting. We got a bunch of responses, right?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah. Quite a few. Let's see. Yeah, about 30, 35 responses here. So, yeah, quite a few.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see. So we posed the question, are you going to vote? Why or why not? The first person in here, Tom, says, yes, I vote. I do my best to be informed of any candidate. I know so many people who do not vote, but the loudest to complain about any state of affairs and society is those who don't vote, it seems.
Well, see, that's my whole thing. It's one of the reasons to vote is because as an American, you have the unalienable right to complain all the time.
Absolutely.
But you can only complain if you vote.
That's
if
right.
If you don't vote, you can't say anything, and who wants to be in that position?
Right, exactly. Let's see. Mary says, yes, she is going to vote. She says it's a privilege to vote in the USA. My philosophy is to vote for the lesser of two evils. I'm not sure I agree with that one.
You know,
the lesser of two evils is still an evil. You know what I mean? But
there's... I remember that somebody said, you know, in a democracy you get the you get the leaders you deserve. I don't know if that's reassuring or not.
My thing with the lesser of two evils is I just prefer not to vote. If there's not a candidate that I, you know, in that certain or that particular race, if there's not somebody that I care for there, I don't vote either way. I think that kind of shows.
Well, I've done that where I've gone and I've voted in other categories, but in their categories where I don't like anybody.
Yep.
And I just figured that sort of showing, it's like leaving a 3-cent tip.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to do it. I just don't want to.
Right, exactly. Yep. Let's see. Brenda says, yes, it's our right. So, yeah, I guess that's what we were thinking, too. Sherry says, yes, took advantage of early voting last week. It took about 10 minutes. Love early voting. How did you do that?
Is that like the same as absentee or not? It must not be.
I hear a lot of these people doing that nowadays. I'd like to know how to do that, too, because if you can do it in 10 minutes instead of waiting there for 45 minutes.
Well, but what's the point of an election day if you can vote
early? Well, true, yeah. That's something I don't understand.
Well, maybe, I mean... absentee ballots, I know, and I've only voted absentee once, and I think that's because I was going to be out of the country or something during an election day. But, I mean, one of the things that people worry about is fraud, and when you have absentee ballots and paper ballots and
there's more
early voting, there's much more of a...
potential for that, yeah. Maybe a listener could call in and tell
us... Call us up and tell us about what early voting is.
Yeah.
And again, I if it's absentee ballots, because that I know, and if you're in the military, you can vote... early, but I don't know how the rest of us are ordinary.
It seems to me that there's more people voting than just absentee, you know, more people voting early.
And presumably it was absentee that she'd call it absentee.
Right, yeah, interesting. All right, Marion, I guess, says, yes, this election may be even more important than the presidential election,
Well, it's the same thing you were saying, that local elections in some ways probably have more impact on our day-to-day sort of functioning and, you know, so.
Yep. Arthur says, I always remember the young people who were killed in Romania when they were fighting for a vote, and it motivates me.
Well, and Egypt, you know, that whole thing about the sort of was a Freedom Spring or whatever it was called. So, you know, I think that's one of the things to do is just to remind yourself that there really are people who feel so strongly about it that they're willing to literally put their lives on the line. And all we have to do is go stand in line. I still do want to know about what the early voting thing is. So if you know about that, give me a holler. Chloe, you're on the air. And Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Oh, hey, Dr. Joy. Great to speak with you. I missed your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I seem to be having a birthday season, so it's right in the middle of it. So go ahead. It's all right.
Well, all best wishes. And I wanted to say before I ask my question, I've learned so much listening to your program. One time when I was visiting my dad with my son, dealing with him, and when the conversation ended, my son said to me, who's 12, that was masterful. And I heard you say that to people that if you're good to your parents, even though they're challenging, that it will impress your children and be a model for them. And I also, I'm a high school teacher, and I work with teenagers all day, so you've helped me so much. Anyway, I have an old friend. I'm 50. We've been friends since we were 12. Very close until like our early 30s. And then she just basically stopped responding to me. We haven't lived in the same city for a long time. And I would call her, I didn't get a response, and I just kind of stopped calling. And then about maybe 10 years ago or so, maybe less, we kind of, got back together, and we've been very, very close. And then just like maybe May or so, late spring, same thing happened. She just stopped, responding to me, answering my calls, calling me. And I know since I listened to you that I should, what you might say, which is kind of how you deal with a strange family, which is just keep reaching out, I have tried to think about if there was anything I had done,
Chloe, did we ever get any explanation about why the first disconnect?
No.
Because, I know there's a tendency in all of us, when something goes wrong and then it somehow seems to be reconstituted, that we have the tendency to just not ask questions, of just sort of take, don't look gift horse or gift relationship in the mouth. But, because it may have been, it may have been something you said. It may have been something she was going through. I just saw Amanda Bynes came out and said that she'd just been diagnosed as bipolar and manic depressive. And I said, boy, she doesn't really understand what's going on, since those are exactly the same thing. And so, but, I hear that, whatever happened before may be what's going on now, and it may or may not have anything specifically to do with you. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and kind of sort through this together, all right? We've got a bunch of people, I suspect, a number of whom are going to tell me about voting early. But hang on, I'll get to probably all of you. Helen, Brian, Heather, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea, 855-993-7569. We haven't forgotten why you guys are voting or not voting, but as you know, phone calls always take precedence over everything. Zach, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Sure.
I'm a leader of a Weight Watchers group.
Okay.
And my question is, how do I answer this question that I keep getting? I have some ideas about it, but I wanted to check in with you before I went ahead and answered anyone specifically.
Okay.
the question that always comes up is, how do I deal with either a spouse or a child or someone else in my home who is unsupportive of my weight loss journey, who either insists that I make a separate meal for them, or, you know, how do they ask me how to navigate that? And I always, in almost everything I do, ask myself, what would Dr. Joy do? But I'm not sure. I'm not a therapist, obviously. So I don't know what's in my purview to say. What would be most effective?
Okay. Well,
there.
Let me. So what do you answer now? And we'll see if you get an A plus or a B, or, you know, I probably wouldn't give you any less than a C. But I mean, I can't imagine flunking you unless you say divorce them. But, you know, that's probably a little extreme. All right. So what would you say? What's your current answer?
Well, first I'll open it up to the group and say, you know, has anyone else dealt with this? How do you guys handle it? And
they
all seem to be relatively shy about this, and I don't get a lot of response to that. And then I say, you know, what do you say in this situation? What do you say to the, you know, your it was a spouse today. You know, what do you say to their spouse? And, you know, the answer is, I say, like, I need this, and can I do this? And I say, but the spouse won't budge. So I, at this point, what I said is, well, can you bribe him? Can you trade him? Can you say, I'll cook for you 3 days a week, if for the other couple of days you do, you know, some other chore or something? Is there something you want from them?
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing.
I think that's a good approach. Fair enough. So I think as far as you went, you get at least a B+. And let me tell you why I wouldn't give you a whole lot higher than that, at least to begin with, is I think let me give you a similar situation, kind of a metaphor. I was asked once to give a speech for a bunch of legal paraprofessionals about how do you deal with difficult people. And I said, I'd be glad to give you a speech about how to deal with challenging people, but once you call someone difficult, you're lost, because you've just given away your power. You're going to approach them in a different way, and that approach is doomed, because you're going to give them the sense that you don't like them, that they're troublesome, that you're wary of them. And in fact, if they're bullies, they're going to get off on all three of those things. So you don't want to do that. You've just empowered somebody who's going to make your life miserable, and you don't want to do that. So what I would do, rather than saying, all right, how do I deal with people who are not supportive, is I would sort of take a step back and say, look, the whole point is, this is not a group exercise. That sometimes we're really lucky, and we are in a situation where everybody's saying, yay, you, go. And it's really nice if you're running the marathon, or if you're applying for a new job and you have a whole bunch of people who are in your corner saying, go for it, go for it. You're going for the goal line stance. But realistically, all of us have to run our lives based on what our inner compass, what we think is right. And sometimes people, the audience, is going to applaud us. And sometimes they're going to boo us. And sometimes they're going to ignore us. And sometimes they're going to applaud us for exactly the wrong reasons. And sometimes they're going to boo us for things that we just don't understand. But by and large, they're going to ignore us, not because they're wicked or not because we're meaningless, but because they have their own concerns. So if you're going to talk about weight loss and you're going to be dependent on somebody else supporting you, you've already lost. Because if they're distracted, if they are threatened, and as you know, and then I'm sure everybody in the audience will nod their heads, that sometimes if we've been the little pudgy person in the relationship, the other person may feel superior to us, or they may feel safe with us, or they may feel that no one else is going to be interested in us because we're pudgy, and therefore that the relationship is safe. So there are all sorts of what we would call in the trade subtext woo-woos going on with both weight loss and weight gain. So what I would say to all of your folk who are trying very hard to reboot their eating habits, their emotional eating, their self-image, their body image, to say, if you're dependent on somebody else being supportive of you, you lose. Not because they're not loving, but because they have their own concerns, their own agenda, and it may or may not be consistent with yours. This has to be something that you feel so strongly about. Not that you are willing to forego the relationship, but that you are willing to forego their support. Because they may have reasons that make no sense to you, but make perfect sense to them of not being it. For example, well, you're too thin. Or, you know, you become obsessional about this, or you're just trying to appeal to that, to your new boss at work, and as soon as he notices you, you're going to leave me, or you're going to become more sexual, or you're going to want things from me, or you're going to want me to lose my weight, or you might want to make me feel worse about my eating or drinking or whatever. So my stance, Zach, would be with your folks who say, all right, how do I deal with somebody who's not supportive? If that isn't where you start, you have to start with, how do I make this work for myself? And then the secondary question is, how do I make it work for other people? And the answer may be that you can't. So it may be that we have to figure separate meals, or it may be that that we eat half portions, or it may be that we stop eating out, or it may be that we bribe, or it may be that we take nutrition courses together, or it may be that we have more sex or less sex or whatever. But if you start with the notion of how do I make people supportive, you're lost, because that is a secondary goal, not a primary goal.
Okay, so basically start from the position of you're doing this for you, do
yep.
what that's going to take, and then deal with the ramifications after.
Well, you can certainly figure out the ramifications, and most people can anticipate them, but and you can be prepared to deal with them. But it's and again, the metaphor I would use is somebody stopping drinking. You stop drinking because you can't drink anymore. It's too dangerous, it's too destructive, it's too medically toxic for whatever reason. And expecting your partner to either be supportive or to stop drinking with you means you've already undermined yourself. It's something you do for yourself, by yourself, or it doesn't happen. Now, every once in a while, as I said, you can run into to a sponsor or to a buddy or to somebody who's going to go along with you. But that can't be the definition, because you've already given away your power. And this is something you have to do by yourself, for yourself. And then what you can do is figure out, and all your other, all your thinking about the bribery or separate meals or explaining to them or doing a trade-off all makes sense, but not as a primary tactic, because it can't be. Primary tactic has to be, this is how I have to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I think okay. The drinking analogy will work for them also.
Good. Yeah. So you can see why I said right track, wrong pew at this moment. So start with the powerful pew, and you can see how that completely takes the responsibility off your shoulders about how do you deal with anybody. Because they're going to always know better how to deal with people than you are, because they know that person.
Right.
And what, to a certain extent, what they're doing without even being aware of it, Zach, they're doing two things. First of all, they're making it your problem, not theirs, which, as you know, whenever we're trying to change a behavior, there's always that temptation of, well, you're strong and I'm weak, so tell me what to do, which means if I collapse, it's your fault, not mine, which is another way of not taking responsibility, of saying, well, if they'd only been supportive, I could have been, you know, I could have been successful. You can't do that. That isn't where you start. Where you start is, I need to get this done. How do I get it done? And then how do I bring along the people who are important to me? But that secondary question has to be secondary. It can't be primary by definition. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So there. So are we glad we had this conversation?
Yes, very much so, as usual.
Well, good for you. And you can see how that it in a very empowering way puts the responsibility right back on their shoulders. So there can't be excuses. The commitment has to come from them. And the answers, to a certain extent, come to them. And, I mean, I think you sort of attempt to do it, although they're going to view that as being a little squirrely, unless they adore you, which I'm sure they do, of saying, okay, well, what do you guys think? Because, again, when we have to hear that inner voice, that one that says, I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. And sometimes we're going to make mistakes. Sometimes we're going to think it's the right thing to do. And what we realize is we were wrong. And we can be wrong for any one of a number of reasons. We can be wrong because we miscalculated, or because something has changed, or because we weren't aware enough of our own needs or goals or whatever. And again, the things that were really important to you when you're 20 may not be so important when you're 35. So we need to kind of, but you know, that's okay. If we take the responsibility, then we can also make the change. If we've given the responsibility away, getting somebody else to make the change, much harder. Let me put you on hold and see if you have any other questions, because I don't want to just kind of shuffle you off to Buffalo. My guess is that you don't, but if you do, I'm here for you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Ava, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you for my call, Dr. Joy. We've talked on a couple occasions about my 15-year-old daughter. First, we thought maybe it was anxiety. She was having symptoms, and then we realized she had a uterine fibroid, which that was incorrect. And we did an MRI about 10 days ago, and we discovered she has a 5-centimeter ovarian mass. And the doctors recommend, you know, surgery. We got to take it out. How do I go about telling her, because she's really emotional and sensitive? And what is the best way to like just tell her without, you know, like I'm just confused on what to do?
Well, I mean, part of it is there have been so many misdiagnoses that she's going to be understandably skeptical. You know, I'd let the doctor tell her. I mean, if nothing else, he can be more clinical about it. He'll be less emotional. She can ask any of the questions she wants, and she'll have the sense that this is a medical kind of opinion. I don't know why she'd have anxiety from a fibroid cyst, but
in the beginning, well, before we knew what anything was, her symptoms were like nausea and vomiting and not being herself. So we thought maybe it was anxiety, but it wasn't. She was having like a medical issue going on.
Okay. Well, I mean, the good news about this is the likelihood, I mean, they're going to, they have any sense, see, 5 centimeters, it's a fairly good size mass. Do they have any sense about whether or not it's benign or not?
They said they don't know, but like the characteristics are leaning more towards benign, but they need to take it out. But another question is, one doctor says open incision, the other doctor says laparoscopically. Do you know anything about that?
Well, they're both surgery, and one you do through an incision. Yeah, I mean, they're both through an incision. They're just, one is usually a little bit smaller than the other. I think those are questions that you can ask her with the doctor there. But I would let the doctor explain it to her.
Okay,
because
another question for you, Dr. Joy, is that I know that she's going to be concerned about her fertility, and even though the doctor said like this shouldn't affect it, how do I like ease her anxiety about that?
Well, listen. You can use me as an example if you want. I had a 10-pound tumor when I was 19, and I'd had 3 exams within the last 6 months because it was just before I got married. And so they took out one ovary completely and half the other one, and I had a child. So it's, you know, you don't need much to have a baby.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, so you can tell her she can call me, and mine was an awful lot. You know, a baby after 9 months only weighs about 7 pounds, and this was after 6 months weighed 10.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, tell her that, one out of every 3 women has, I think, fibroids. So it's a very common phenomenon.
But this is not the fibroid. This is, now they said, no, it's not a fibroid. The MRI showed that it's a ovarian mass.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question is whether it's solid or cystic or whatever. But, I mean, the point is that it's on the uterus or an ovary?
Ovary.
Well, she's got 2 ovaries, so, you know, even if they take out 1 ovary, she's still got the other one. And so she said, I had a child on half an ovary, so she'll be all right.
Okay.
Or, I mean, then you can, you, I mean, certainly, I shouldn't say she'll be all right. I mean, certainly the likelihood is very high. And people, women have babies on with very little ovary. And whatever, you know, whatever is true, I mean, what will happen that, you know, that she's, this is presumably not life-threatening, and she'll get taken care of and she'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. You know, it's amazing. Until you have something, you never, you know, people never hear about it. And I should have mentioned, although it didn't seem particularly germane, not only did I have a child, I actually had a couple of miscarriages. And, you know, I had never talked to anybody who'd ever had a miscarriage. You know, it was not something that I knew anybody about until you have one. And then you say, oh, yeah, well, and it turns out that a huge number of people have miscarriages, that they're much more common than not.
Yeah, Tiff and I had one as well, so, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just one of those things. And had you heard anything about it before you guys actually had one?
No, and it's, like you say, after we had one, then you find out, everybody kind of comes out of the woodwork and talks about it. It's one of those things that I've always wondered why people don't.
Well, I think there's a reason for it, that whole issue about, I mean, this is a country that is so, I mean, we are so weird about sex. We are Victorian in our Puritanism, yet we use sex to sell everything from toothpaste to, you know, beer to cars. And so I think that disconnect is part of it. I mean, part of it is that, especially for, well, I think for both men and women, there's always that sense of failure that somehow this didn't work. And part of it depends on how early the miscarriage is. But supposedly, one out of every three conceptions ends in spontaneous abortion. That nature really just has a way of flushing it, and a lot of women don't even know it because they just think that, you know, that they missed a period and then they had an unusually heavy flow to make up for it. And quite often that's just nature's way of saying, "Whoops, didn't quite work." Once you know things like that, what's amazing is not that people have miscarriages, but that we have live perfect births as often as we do. So
yeah, such a fragile thing, and it really is a miracle. I mean, when you sit and think about it, you know?
And, yeah, there's so much that can go wrong, and quite often doesn't. And when it does, quite often the body just sort of takes care of itself. But, you know, it turns out that one out of every five couples who are trying to conceive can't, which is a statistic that you never know about until you run into fertility issues. And so it's like you say, it's the old joke of the guy who is in Devil's Island, and he finally figures out an escape plan, and he escapes and is dragged back a couple weeks later. He's sort of on the edge of death, and his prison mate says, "Well, you know, I knew you weren't going to make it." And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, lots of people have tried, and nobody has made it." And he said, "Why didn't you tell me?" He said, "We never publish negative results," which is kind of, I suppose that's an academic joke, in that, you know, if you have an experiment that you think is going to work and it doesn't, nobody ever writes to the journals and says, "Well, we thought that this was going to be the fact, and it wasn't," because that seems somehow a failure, or it doesn't support what your intuition was, or somehow. And it's a mistake, because those kinds of that kind of information can move science ahead as quickly as anything else. So, you know, it's really a mistake that we don't talk about when things go wrong as well as when they go right.
Yeah, you would think scientists of all people would understand that mistakes.
Well, but again, you know, that it's especially in the world of academia and in the issue of government grants.
Oh, okay, sure.
That what you're supposed to do is be successful, not unsuccessful.
You bet.
So,
well, that's something we as a society need to look at. Yeah.
I mean, it would certainly make me, because the science is the whole picture, and we move human intelligence along by knowing what's going on, and not knowing when things don't work is as important as knowing when they do. But especially, and you can hear the pain in this, you know, in a mom's heart of not knowing this is a pretty common phenomenon. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out.
out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.